Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
People are stripping down and plunging into ice baths with strangers, hoping to form lasting relationships. Testing the waters for a lasting connection with a 3-minute first date inside a tub filled with icy water.
Yeah. Freezing water works so well for Jack and Rose and Titanic, so. People are like, sorry, I'm really not feeling this. And by this, I mean my legs.
Wow.
That's yeah, this funny. Is some gimmicky thing some health club in Venice Beach in L.A. did. And you plunge into the ice bath for 3 minutes and try to talk to each other. And it's a speed dating thing. Whatever. Okay.
I'm not feeling this, and by this I mean my legs. The crypto king who made cryptocurrency the most popular it ever was and convinced a whole bunch of people that that was the future of everything, and it still might be, was actually stealing from people, and the whole thing came crashing down, and he just got sentenced to 25 years in prison. How long will he actually spend in prison as a guy who almost went to law school?
I think the feds keep you for 3/4 of your sentence minimum. I think it's 3/4.
Really?
But don't
so it's going to be quite a way while anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to get convicted of federal charges and go to the federal prison system. Although it's better in some ways, but no, you stay.
So a couple of things on this.
In contrast to like Cal Unicornio, where you get sentenced to 20 years, you do 6 months, and then you go to shoot somebody else. Slight exaggeration.
It was just like a year and a half ago that it all came tumbling down. I mean, up until November of 2022, he was still a big deal on covers of magazines, going on all the big shows, hanging out with Steph Curry and Tom Brady because they were endorsers for his product, and he'd be in the front row Warriors games. I remember that and just all that
Pull
sort of stuff.
Up.
So what happened in November of 2022? Well, one of these magazines... that CoinDesk, which was a crypto website, they somebody leaked to them the balance sheet from FTX, his crypto company. And it got leaked to CoinDesk. They put it out, and everybody's like, whoa, wait, that looks bad. And so there was a run on people trying to get their money out of FTX, and they collapsed immediately.
Like
fraudulent businesses often will. And it fell apart that fast. And he went from to being the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom, and now he's going to spend a couple of decades in prison. He's only 32 years old. Where does this rank? 25 years, pretty high up there, because the worst white-collar crime sentence so far ever is Bernie Madoff. He got sentenced to 150 years. Now, boy, you got to eat well and exercise to make sure you still have any life left to live when you get out after a 150-year sentence. Bernie Ebers of WorldCom CEO, I don't remember that scandal or that one. He got 25 years. Dennis Kolzwalski, I remember that guy. What a douchebag. The CEO of Tyco got 25 years. Jeffrey Skillen got 14. So
he was Enron, right?
Yeah, SBF. SBF is up there tied for the second longest white-collar sentence ever. So it's a pretty big deal. His lawyer was arguing that he's not a ruthless financial serial killer who's looking to hurt people. He does not make decisions with malice in his heart. He makes decisions with math in his head. Okay, to that.
That's a good quote.
To that point, here's his girlfriend, who was supposedly the mathematician behind the whole thing, in an interview she did after the whole thing fell apart.
Do you think that you have been able to pull this thing off without your mathematics degree, or it has been the pillar of your trading activity?
Yeah, absolutely could pull it off without my math degree. I use very little math. When you start out as like an intern and you do something and accidentally lose, maybe $1,000 for your desk, you're like, oh God, like everyone's going to hate me now. Like, this is terrible. And over time you have to get comfortable with larger and larger swings of money. Trying to think of a good example of a trade where I've lost a ton of money. I don't know. I probably don't want to go into specifics too much with that.
A couple of things. What is with the trend of there has to be music playing? Secondly, as I've said many times, there's a huge gulf between intelligence and wisdom.
Well,
those are not the same thing.
And these two geeky, like kind of misfitty people, him and his girlfriend, were able to pull this off for a while. His lawyer also made the argument that his struggles with depression, autism, and anhedonia, the inability to feel happiness, should have weighed in favor of a lighter sentence. He has anhedonia.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
He has the inability to feel happiness. Well, he must have felt some happiness, or you wouldn't have bought a... You must have gotten something out of a $30 million Caribbean view penthouse, or I wouldn't have thought you'd have bought it, right? You must have looked at the place and thought, oh, this is awesome, which sounds like happiness to me.
Yeah, all these things are interesting, and if he has anhedonia, I feel for him, and if he is more a fool than a villain, I feel for him. That's too bad. I'm a merciful man and a dad. I understand that people sometimes do stupid things when they're young. On the other hand, you have these laws. He violated them. Look, here are the penalties for violating those laws. We're through here.
I hadn't heard this part. Carmine Simpson, the ex-police officer, said that the FTX founder was a selfless person who adhered to his beliefs even in jail. Even though 12 out of every 14 of Sam's weekly meals are just undercooked rice, a scoop of disgusting-looking beans, and week-old brown lettuce, Sam stayed true to his commitment not to participate in the maltreatment of animals.
Yeah, this is a corrections officer who befriended him while he was in the Hoosgow, I guess.
And I guess that's...
Well, he was committed to eating crappy vegetarian food. Again, let me show you this list of charges and the pen... Oh, we've gone over this once already, haven't we? Now, are you going to tell me he raised rabbits as a kid? Or what? That he never cheated at checkers? I don't... The list of the charges, yeah, I think you noticed them. All right.
I've never really paid attention to one of these sentencing things where they do this sort of stuff. So they're trying to make the argument that because you didn't eat the undercooked ham, you ate the mushed up beans, we should lower your sentence. What the hell?
He's a decent fellow. He sticks to his principles.
Except for the principle of not stealing billions of dollars from investors.
Like again, at the risk of being annoying, I would like to show you this list of charges. And at some point...
at the risk of being annoying...
At some point, it's not about him as an individual. It's about us as a society. Human beings respond to incentives and disincentives. You have to have a hell of a disincentive in the face of somebody who thinks, I just figured out how I can steal or drain people of $10 billion because I'm gambling with their money to try to get even richer. What's the disincentive for this? Well, it's a lot less if I eat bad beans instead of ham, so I think I'm going to go ahead and give it a try.
Well,
we can't have that.
I was looking at this the wrong way when I went into it. I was thinking, God, we got so many murderers. You know, that poor cop that died in New York and they're having the wake today. The guy who killed that cop should have been in jail like probably 50 different times. And stayed in there, and we let a guy like that out, and we're going to put Sam Bankman-Fried, who I'm not worried about at all, in prison for 25 years. But yeah, it's got to be a disincentive for other people to do it, because if the penalty is like you go to jail, you go to a white-collar prison for 2 years, a lot of smart people are going to risk that to steal your money.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And we don't want that. His mom wrote a letter to the judge saying, this is not just a personal tragedy. The ease with which we consign young lives with so much promise to the trash heap is a societal tragedy as well.
Yeah, thanks for your opinion, sweetheart.
Yeah, well, as the old saying goes, do not do the crime if for some reason you think it would be inconvenient or unpleasant to do the time.
Wisdom there. It doesn't give me any pleasure. I think this guy is more fool than villain.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There's a little villain in there, no doubt. You know what? I feel bad. He's going to spend all that time in a cage with his freedom denied to him. But don't steal from people.
Right. And again, that really is the message to send to all these other crypto kings out there or anybody else. The penalty for doing this is stiff. Don't roll exactly. The dice thinking you can pull it off because you're going to spend a good chunk of your life in prison.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah. Don't do it. You got all sorts of banks all over the place that have their they hold deposits. And then they have their investment arm. And then if the investment arm makes disastrous choices and loses zillions of dollars, and they say, you know, hey, let's not keep the books on this for a while. Let's just go ahead and use all the unsuspecting people's money in wild investments against the law to try to catch up to our losses. Why don't we do that? I'm sure we'll be able to pay them back soon. Yeah, let's do that. Well, every banking executive in America is going to hear this dude got 25 years. That's one thing I ain't doing.
Plus, I didn't follow all the testimony, and we don't know all of the emails and phone calls and everything like that that prosecutors were privy to. We don't know what he sounds like behind closed doors, and he might not sound quite so, oh, shucks, I didn't know what was going on-ish when you hear his actual communications with him and his friends, and that might be why the assistant U.S. attorney behind trying to prosecute him said if Mr. Bankman-Fried thought the mathematics would justify it, he would do it again. That's what his belief is, having looked into the guy's personality.
My final note on this, having studied the death penalty for a very long time and criminal justice in general, the severity of the punishment plays a role in deterrence, but it doesn't play nearly as big a role as the certainty of punishment. That is the one thing, and this doesn't apply to SBF specifically. In fact, you could argue it's kind of the opposite, but that's the one thing we're getting completely wrong as a society in our current woke, soft-on-crime garbage. There's got to be a certainty of a sanction. And that's what stops crime. And we've gotten completely away from that.
It's hard to imagine the emotions of most of us, almost all of us, never get to live any sort of lifestyle as high-flying as his was. And then to go to the very bottom when you're in prison. Wow, that dynamic. In a two-year period, it'd be hard to wrap your head around. He's got a lot of time.
One more reason not to do it.
He's got a lot of time to think about it, though. Latest poll about the war between Israel and Hamas ain't good for Israel. We'll get to that at some point and a bunch of other stuff.
Armstrong and Getty.
In-
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Former Connecticut Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died at 82 after complications from a fall.
Yeah, Joe Lieberman, Jewish senator, long time. We talked about him a fair amount earlier, but he, first Jew on a presidential ticket as Al Gore's vice presidential running mate. I'm assuming if he were alive today and a U.S. senator, he would be hard pushing for our support of Israel against Hamas and probably not wanting Israel to stop until they finish the job, that is, eliminate Hamas. Well, polling has gone the wrong direction for Israel. This is the latest Gallup polling from yesterday. Back in November, it was only 50% Americans that supported Israel's military action in Gaza. It is now 36%. And that's troubling for Israel. Now, I don't know about issue polling. One of my favorite pundits, Sarah Isger, who knows way more about it than I would ever know, working in a bunch of presidential administrations and that sort of stuff, says it's practically worthless. It's all about how you word it and who you ask and all these different sorts of things. But same question, same polling organization. That's quite a drop. Just in terms of who's paying attention, this is good. This is interesting for Joe and I. 3/4 of U.S. adults say they're following the Israeli Hamas situation closely. 3/4. That hasn't changed much, and 1/3 say they're following the situation very closely. So I'm into this story, but it justifies certainly talking about it. I did think it was kind of interesting that of people who say they're not paying attention, they have no opinion on the matter. That seems to fit.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention because I don't care either way, so.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to it. What's your opinion on it? No, that's fine. That's great. If you're not paying attention, be quiet.
You break it down by party, and there's quite a difference, and that's going to matter a lot to whether Joe Biden continues to support Israel. A lot of the people who worry about Joe Biden and his support for Israel think the administration has made the turn by not vetoing that ceasefire on Monday. That was a pretty big deal. We didn't say yes, but we didn't veto it either. China and Russia vetoed one on Friday because it would have required returning the hostages and denouncing Hamas. They vetoed it when it helped them. We didn't veto it when it helped us or Israel. We said, no, go ahead with that. A ceasefire is all win for Hamas and all lose for Israel. It's not a compromise of any kind.
Correct. Yeah. I thought it was interesting. I love Ian Bremmer. I like him personally. He's crazy smart. I think he's wrong sometimes, but he had the headline that Bibi Netanyahu is scapegoating Biden in the ceasefire negotiations by saying that the U.S. just undermined him, made it much easier for Hamas to take a hard line, made it more difficult for Israel to make the demands that they had been making because of the U.N.'s action, the U.S. letting it do it. And I thought, that's not scapegoating, that's explaining. I think the math that Bibi Netanyahu cited is correct. So I thought that was an odd way to put it. Well, it absolutely undermined Israel.
If you're concerned that Joe Biden is going to abandon Israel, these numbers should make you damned concerned. So Joe Biden's got an approval rating on his handling of the Middle East at 27%. That's his lowest rating among the five big issues tested, 27%. How do Democrats feel about it? Well, there's a 64% approval of Israel's military efforts by Republicans, 64%. Even that's down from the 70s. Democrats, 18% of Democrats approve of what Israel's doing militarily in Gaza. So Biden's got his lowest number of all the big issues, and 18% of Democrats are with him. He's not going to stick with Israel, I don't think, based on those numbers.
I think the question is, and we've discussed this before, is that you have all-out war, a war of we must defeat them completely. In the modern day, with modern news coverage, and a totalitarian state like Russia can do that. They can conduct it. They're doing it right now in Ukraine because they have a dictator. But can a democracy watch that unfold, or will they panic?
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Got a good text about the whole Sam Bankman-Fried getting sentenced to 25 years in prison. Texter saying, basically, he should have run a giant banking system. Then he could have broken the entire world's economy and not gone to jail at all.
Too big to fail.
Exactly. Then you can gamble with people's money and socialize the losses if you decide to.
Yep. Fool. The immortal words of Bob Dylan, steal a little and they throw you in jail, steal a lot and they make you king. Oh, devastating. So I want to play you a little audio. This is from the University of Michigan honors commencement. What was this? It was like the super achievers at Michigan being honored. It's getting to be graduation time. Let's hear how it went, Michael.
This is the 101st year that our most outstanding students have gathered in this extraordinary hall to be celebrated as the University of Michigan's leaders and best. It is a fitting venue to honor our achievements.
Among other things,
they're chanting. Thank you.
They're chanting at University President Santa Ono. You can turn that down, Michael. Ono, Ono, you can't hide. You are funding genocide. Those are pro-Palestinian, soft-on-Hamas protesters who are trying to get the University of Michigan system to divest from any companies that do business with Israel. Because that will halt the genocide, as they put it. Obviously, this sort of thing is completely untenable. You can't have universities if you have students chanting and interrupting ceremonies, classes. And so far, the university systems, because they're so woke, are just letting it happen.
Well, if those polls we mentioned earlier, Gallup polls, if 18% of Democrats, only 18% support what Israel is doing in Gaza right now. Man, it's not just a small sliver.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Ono, and as an Illinois fan, I despise the University of Michigan. But he wrote a letter to everybody in the wake of this, the campus, and I thought it was really good. The disruption of the university's 101st Honors Convocation by anti-Israel protesters on Sunday. Wow, okay. Thank you, sir. That's point number one. They are anti-Israel protesters. Brought profound disappointment to students, parents, grandparents, siblings, and other relatives and friends. The crowds of well-wishers, including many faculty and staff, had come to the Hill Auditorium to celebrate undergrad students who, through countless hours and exemplary dedication, have achieved the university's highest academic honors. Like many of you, I'm proud of our university's history of protest, but none of us should be proud of what happened on Sunday. We all must understand that while protest is valued and protected, disruptions are not. One group's right to protest does not supersede the right of others to participate in a joyous event. The protesters' intrusion on one of the university's most important academic traditions was unacceptable. It was not in keeping with our student code and our longstanding policy on freedom of speech and artistic expression. It was painful for everyone who had gathered, and especially so for members of our Jewish community. This guy is gaining on my favorite academic. He's going to have to pass Ben Sasse and a few others. But in recent days, I've been asked about disciplinary measures that might be taken against particular students regarding disruption of activities and other acts. The university cannot share that kind of information. He's talking about because we can't talk about individual kids. But declining to discuss a particular case does not imply that disciplinary action did not or will not occur. We must always uphold the rights of everyone to participate in our most cherished traditions. Tomorrow, we will begin seeking feedback from the university community on a draft policy governing disruption of university operations. You already ought to have one, sir. But I do appreciate him saying, we can't run a university like this. And as I've said 27 times, human beings respond to incentives and disincentives. And we're going to have some good disincentives for you. So good luck, President Ono.
Well, we need this in a lot of areas. The whole heckler's veto thing has just gained too much power in recent years over a lot of issues. And this has made it even worse. I mean, whether it's closing down a bridge so people can't get to work or throwing paint on a painting or running out on a basketball floor or just disrupting every speaker that you don't agree with of every kind, we got to end this.
Well, yeah, and again, what we have is a crisis of realism in this country to a large extent. The idea that, well, yeah, they blocked traffic, they ruined the painting, they glued themselves to the basketball court, they disrupted this ceremony the parents from all over the country had flown to participate in, but they are well-meaning and they're protesting. It's civil disobedience. And you remember Martin Luther King? We kind of look back on that and say that was good and all. Here's what you soft heads don't get.
Your heads are soft.
If you the need to wear a helmet. No, what you don't get is if you make this sanction free, cost free, you're not going to limit it to righteous people of good conscience willing to pay that cost.
About
you're
going to
have every
about issues that you agree with.
Well,
it's not always going to be stuff you agree with.
Well, right. But anyway, it's what I was saying, you're not going to limit it to serious people with serious issues who are willing to pay the cost of civil disobedience. You're going to have every a-hole on earth who wants to make noise because you've taken away the cover charge. You've made your nightclub free for who anybody who wants to wander in. And so you get jackasses like these students with their half-baked down with Israel because they seem mean garbage.
Well, I think like people like this, they think it will only be people with their politics that disrupt things. Their things that they care about won't get disrupted. Well, they will eventually, like Joe said, when we all decide that this is just the way we live. And what's weird about this is the areas it happens in. I mean, the people you stop going across the Bay Bridge, they probably 95% of them agree with you. Those University of Michigan kids that were about to get some their special degree, they probably all agree with you. You ruined their moment.
Right, right. But again, you have to have the sanction or this sort of thing will be everywhere all the time. And you've got Antifa, who attacked the federal courthouse 108 nights in a row, or whatever it was, many of whom got much, much, much lighter sentences, if they got sentences at all, than people who wandered around the Capitol on January 6th. I'm not talking about people who bashed cops in the face. I'm talking about tourists, essentially. As you pointed out, if you agree with their cause, well, then there need not be any sanction for blocking the bridge, hitting the painting, whatever. Now, people who disagree with us, we're going to hammer like crazy. You can't have a society that runs like that. You're always talking about these brave, often young dumbasses with their faces covered, like revolutionaries, we're Sandinistas here, knowing that they'll suffer no consequences for their so-called civil disobedience. Come on, everybody.
So, back to the UN vote the other day on the whole Israel-Hamas thing. I don't think a lot of people know this. I didn't know it till yesterday. The media does such a bad job of covering this stuff, and I think it's more not enough hands on deck and lack of perspective, but so there had been how many different attempts at a ceasefire resolution in the UN, and we had vetoed them all. And then we had put out a bunch that didn't make it because we were demanding return of the hostages and often condemning Hamas. So we finally didn't veto one that didn't demand a return of hostages or condemn Hamas. And the administration says that's not a change in policy. I thought, I don't know. Well, it clearly was a change in policy when smarter people than me pointed out a little speech that Linda Thomas Greenfield, who's our current ambassador to the UN under the Biden administration. So she voted against the resolution on Friday. That was we voted for the resolution on Friday. That was the one that China and Russia vetoed. The resolution, like all our other resolutions, where you got to give back the hostages and Hamas is a bad guy. China and Russia, and then her statement afterwards was a long, eloquent explanation of why we voted for it and why a resolution like this passed to pass and the importance of getting the hostages back. And if we don't demand the hostages back, then that gives a free pass to anybody in the world for any cause to take hostages and know they won't be condemned for it. And then 3 days later, we allow a resolution to pass without a demand for the hostages. That is clearly a change in policy. And that poor woman, Linda Thomas Greenfield, then had to put out a statement on Monday contradicting all the things she said on Friday.
Right.
That is a change in policy from our country.
So it goes when you serve at the whim of the president or the pleasure of the president. Also, let me point out that China and Russia were going to veto anything we backed just because that's what they do, which makes you wonder, what the hell are we doing here at the UN?
Right. But instead of some negotiation where they move a little closer to us and we move a little closer to them or whatever, they held firm. We did not. That's all there is to that.
More brave and decisive leadership from Joseph R. Biden.
That sucks.
Pull that bat and kept care.
He's going to be on stage with a couple of past presidents tonight with what they're calling the biggest fundraiser in U.S. political history. If you don't know the details of that, it's pretty entertaining. We can get to that next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I've been through
the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Is everybody back up in the building? It's 30. It's been a minute, tell me how you're feeling. This is the little song my kids like when she first hit the scene. About damn time. I've been so down and under. It's thick o'clock. Anyway, whatever happened with Lizzo, and remember, she's in a bunch of trouble because she got canceled somewhere. She got canceled on a bunch of radio stations when she fat shamed her.
It was her dancers.
Her dancers, right.
Or she was abusing them behind the scenes.
Who were as big as her. I don't know how she was fat shaming them. In what sense.
Yeah. Wow. The world of Lizzo. I'm just not that up on it.
Anyway, she's performing tonight at the big fundraiser with Barack, Biden, and Bill Clinton, all on the same stage, three presidents. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I'd say it's huge. They think it could be the biggest of all time. Is that right?
Fundraiser in terms of dollars. You know, adjusted for inflation, I don't know. Harding might have had a bigger one. Who knows? But
he could throw a wing ding. Yeah, they hope to bring in more than $25 million. Radio City Music Hall late night talk show host Stephen Colbert will moderate the conversation between the three POTUSes, two of whom are not senile, even though they served many years ago.
Biden is 20 years older than Barack Obama, and he is 5 years older, 4 years older than Bill Clinton,
four or five,
who was elected president in 92,
which is not a joke.
Yeah. So depending on what tier of donor you are, there's all sorts of perks. You want to run clip 51? Let's do it.
Tickets for this event started at $225, went all the way up to $500,000. But the more you pay, the more access you're getting, including one batch of supporters who will have a photo taken by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz of themselves and the three presidents.
Yeah, that's $100,000 to get a photo with all three. Then a donation of $250,000 earns donors access to one reception. If you donate $500,000, you get into an even more exclusive gathering. Boy, for $500,000, I need three presidents to go on a cross-country drive with me. And we talk about the old times or something. I mean, it better be a very exclusive gathering.
Right. Tell me the Monica stories. Leave nothing out, Billy. Huh?
And this is my favorite part. You get to smoke pot with Barack Obama for $500,000. But the party doesn't stop there, according to the campaign. First Lady Jill Biden and DJ D-Nice are hosting an after party at Radio City Music Hall with only 500 guests.
Are the presidents going to be there?
That doesn't say.
Biden doesn't stay up past 7:45. Here's a question for you. Because I've done, I've been like two political things where, or whatever, where you do a grip and grin, get your picture taken, or goodness knows we've taken hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pictures, maybe, with folks who wanted a picture with us, which is fine. We're happy to do it. But do you really need Annie Leibovitz for a grip and grin shot? I mean, what is she going to have, like, stage every single one? All right, now you are going to have your shirt three quarters open, sweat dripping from your nose. It's going to be in black and white. We're going to be in front of a rusted out 1953 Ford pickup truck with a broken down windmill in the back. That's
good.
That's
good. I want you to be holding a duck. Why?
Look into the distance.
Trust me, I'm an artist.
Have the duck look into the distance, too. That's good. That's beautiful. The click. Now, hold it. Click, click. Make me believe it. Click, 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 click. Okay. Now, the next people. We need to travel to Oklahoma. There's an oil well.
Or, you know what? Pout. I need you to pout.
You know, Annie Leibovitz, she's got to be thinking, well, she did signed on for this. They didn't make her do it, but I'm kind of overqualified for quick snaps for grip and grins, but whatever.
Barack Obama,
put the duck back.
Michael.
I'm sure Barack Obama and Bill Clinton believe, as Democrats, that it would be better to have Biden president than Trump. But there's no way they both think Biden should be president right now.
Obama thought Biden was a jackass when he was in his prime.
It's final thoughts, boys, that'll do, boys. Soon we'll hear your comments. Entertain us, give us closure, for the show is nearly done.
Something, something genocide. Something, something genocide. I'm going to ruin it for everybody, and I don't expect there to be any cost.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap up the show. There he is, our technical director, Michelangelo. Michael, final thought.
How'd you like to spend $100,000 to get a photo with three presidents, and then you're looking the wrong way, or the president's looking the wrong way?
You got something in your teeth.
Ah, that would be painful.
Oh, miserable. Katie Greener, esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
I'm just thinking that this fundraiser sounds like my hell, and then after all of it, you have to go to an after party with Jill Biden.
The fun doesn't stop there, the campaign said.
Dr. Jill, not a real doctor. Jack, final thought for us.
I had all these big plans with my kids to try to do a spring break sort of thing and this weekend, and the weather not cooperating. It's going to be in the 50s and raining everywhere we were planning to go. So I think just a good long game of Monopoly indoors with healthy snacks is probably what we'll end up doing.
My final thought from the Babylon Bee, 10 changes Trump made to the God Bless the USA Bible. Number one, Moses has to hold up the American flag so Israelites can win in battle. Two, Proverbs is replaced with a collection of Trump's finest tweets. Three, the New Testament now includes the full text of Trump, The Art of the Deal. And number five, we'll skip to that, Jesus is betrayed by a kiss from Mike Pence.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have hot links there for you. Some great clicks, some swag. Drop us an email, would ya?
We will see tomorrow or sometime. God bless America.
I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined called
Armstrong and Getty.
Hear me plainly.
I will not sugarcoat this.
You're about to open a pit of hell
to our sacred airwaves.
But wait, oh, let me. No. You.
Resist, we much.
Right?
Okay.
And so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory.
On that high note,
have an amazing, amazing day.
Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.